This is a podcast from WOR.
You never heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind, and presented by Melrose Credit Union, this is the Taxi Dave Show.
That's it, baby, when you got it, flaunt it, flaunt it!
It's Sunday night, and this is the place to be, WOR 710. They call it the new WOR. I don't know why. It's still WOR. I'm Taxi Dave, and this is the Taxi Dave Show. Hey, I'm here with Frank Fenizia. How you doing tonight, Frankie?
I'm doing well, David. How are you?
I'm doing. And we are broadcasting live from the beautiful Melrose Studios in Briarwood, Queens, overlooking
the magnificent, picturesque Van Wyck Expressway.
Oh, my God. It brings a tear to my eye every time I look at the Van Wyck Expressway. For you people out of town, you've never seen a more beautiful highway. You think the West Coast Highway is beautiful with the ocean and the winding roads and the mountains. You have to experience the Van Wyck Expressway. Believe me, there's no comparison. Oh, you know what? I have a weird sense of humor. I always get in trouble because I make myself laugh sometimes. Anyway, New York State. The number of tickets issued for texting while driving increased 35% last year over 2013. 75,400 tickets in 2014 compared to 55,700 tickets in 2013. Under current New York State law, if you get caught texting and driving, up to a $450 fine and 5 points on your license. Why would you want to risk that? Are you out of your minds? Why would you want to risk 5 points? Oh, in New Jersey, you know what that means, Frank, if you get 5 points on your license. I think you pay insurance surcharges for the next 30 years or something.
Yeah, no, you're pretty accurate on that.
So, you know, and if you drive a cab, it's 6 points in 15 months. You're suspended. So, come on. Don't text and drive. The only thing worse than that are some idiots this weekend who caused fatalities. Might have even been their own fatalities. Can you imagine at 4:30 in the morning driving 100 miles an hour on the streets of the city of New York? I think the other vehicle was doing about 60 in another, a separate accident. 60 miles an hour, you know, vision zero. Ever hear of that, 25 miles per hour? Unless otherwise posted, where sometimes it's 30. People are getting killed. And the sad thing about it is, it could be you. It could be your children. It could be your parents. Unsuspecting in another car. And some jerk, drunk, coming out of a club at 2 in the morning or 4:30 in the morning, rams innocent people at 100 miles an hour. So we have distracted driving, and then we have jerks on the road. For you club goers, do me a favor, take a cab home. Thank you. I'd really appreciate that. Oh, gosh. Now that I got that off my chest. Our guest in a few minutes is going to be Sandra Bloodworth. She's the director of the MTA, something called Arts for Transit Program. Now, over the decades, as you know, every time a train station is redone, a subway station in New York City, all of a sudden you see beautiful artwork sometimes embedded in the tiles. I mean, downtown, I was waiting for a train, and I look on the ground, and there are these bronze statues. Literally, bronze statues on the platform. It's like, wow, where did those come from? That's interesting. So we have artwork. And apparently, every time a subway station's remodeled, they add artwork to new subway stations. So we'll talk a little bit about that. For those of you who commute, there's only 8.7 million people a day who take, the subways and other modes of transportation, the other trains. So, what do you call it? The commuter trains. Yes, the commuter trains. So we'll talk about that in a little while. In the meantime, just to let you know, we have baseball season is back. I'm very happy about that, Frank. It's like the weather got warmer, and the Yankees and Mets are back in town.
You're not kidding.
Now, I'm sorry to say, even though we're only 10 games into the season, and please excuse my French, but the Yankees seem to suck this year. I know it's only 10 games, but when the Mets are in first and the Yankees are in last, it's like bizarro world. That's not the way it usually looks. Well, we'll see what happens in September, folks. Well, we'll see what happens after a few games. In fact, Friday night, Taxi Dave is going to the Yankees game. The Yankees are away all week, but they're going to be in town Friday, right, Frank?
Yeah, no, they're in town. Got a 7 o'clock game.
And what about the Mets?
The Mets are in town all week. So the Mets, for all the Mets fans out there, I mean, you've got a game Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and you've got an afternoon game, 1:10 at Citi Field. They're playing the Braves all week, and then obviously, like you said, they're going to be in the Bronx playing the Yankees. That's going to be a great game.
All right, Subway Series. I love it. For those of you interested. In Staten Island, in September, there was some federal funding that was earmarked for two new ferry boats. The ferry boats are called storm-resilient ferry boats, whatever that means. And also some money for flood-proofing Manhattan and Staten Island ferry terminals. So the two new ferries will replace two of the existing 9 ferries. So there's some New York City trivia. How many Staten Island ferries are there? There's 9. And they're part of a $255 million project. $192 million comes from the Fed, and $64 million comes from New York City. And actually, they want to name one of the new ferry boats the James Molinaro. He's the former borough president since forever of Staten Island. So there's something that you don't hear every day, but you'll hear it here. And we also have New York City release their preliminary budget. We can get into that in a little while. But first, I just want to mention one major recall. It's the same recall for 76,000 Nissans and 18,000 BMWs. The Nissans are the 2014 Nissan Rogues. And the BMWs, gosh, every BMW in 2014 from the 228th up to the 435 and the Gran Turismos. And the problem is this, and I really never heard of this before, but improper nickel plating components inside the fuel pump may make the fuel pump fail. And if the fuel pump fails, you know, the vehicle can stall without any warning. So if you're in the highway and all of a sudden your vehicle stalls, you know what happens. You lose power steering, you lose power brakes, it's dangerous. So you have a total of 90,000 cars. Most of them 2014 Nissan Rogues, the rest BMWs. You'll be getting notices. Check your fuel pumps, folks. You won't hear that anywhere else. Noah is our guest with us. Okay, thank you. So now I was telling you about the MTA's Arts for Transit program when we started. Right now, I believe there's about 300 works throughout the subway underground. But Sandra Bloodworth is an artist herself, and she's the director of the MTA's Arts for Transit program. So since we're a transportation program, what better show for you to be on? Welcome to the Taxi Dave Show, Sandra.
Hi, Dave. I'm delighted to talk with you tonight. We actually have a new name, though. Our name is now MTA Arts and Design, a little freshened up for this new day. And we have now installed 250 artworks, and they're also, they're in the subway, but they're also on Long Island Railroad and Metro North Railroad, and one project on the Battery Tunnel.
There's a project in the Battery Tunnel?
On the Battery Tunnel, right? On the Fisher, on the facade. It's a project that's been out there probably about 20 years, and it is really is part of its a clock, and then the top of it evokes sort of the view. It's a little bit evocative of Brooklyn and Coney Island. You'll have to check it out the next time you're in a taxi.
Sounds good to me. So you said there's 250 works. It's not
completed.
Only completed. Okay, it's not only.
But the other 50 are in progress.
I see. So it's not only the tiles that are magnificent with artwork. Tell us what else there are besides tile designs.
There are a number of things, all of which have one big requirement. That is that they are durable, that if man or nature doesn't intervene, they're going to be there for many, many years. So we're looking at materials like metals. Sometimes it might be bronze, stainless steel. There are some very durable glass works that faceted glass that you see, which is a very thick glass. And then
where would we see that? Give us some of the stations that have some of this artwork.
Well, one of the most probably the projects that's been there the longest is the Romare Bearden at Westchester Square in the Bronx. But at Parkchester, we have William Lowe's more recent piece, which is morning and evening in Parkchester, fantastic faceted glass works that sparkle. And when the community saw them, they very much sparkle too. They're quite happy with the way the artwork there and the way William Lowe has really transformed that station, and in the process has really made something meaningful that speaks to that community.
Now, I also noticed some of the artwork are actual New Yorkers. You want to tell us the thought process behind that?
Some of the actual artwork are New Yorkers? I'm sorry.
Does that make sense?
I'm sure it does. I'm not quite there yet.
Oh, okay. Because I thought sometimes you would take a person and, you know, each picture tells a story. Well, anyway.
You might have mixed that with my own personal work.
You know what? I did mix it with your own personal work.
So.
I was reading about you.
And tonight, I'd love to talk to you about my painting sometime, but tonight I have the MTA's hat on, so maybe we'll save that discussion for next time.
All right, so for everybody that rides the subways and sees artwork and sees sculpture and sees glass and bronze, can someone get a list? Is there a place to get a list of where all the artwork is?
Absolutely. I'll start with the most recent, which is our brand new book, came out at the end of the year, called New York's Underground Art Museum. And, of course, we took a little liberty with that because, like I said, we're out on Long Island in Metro North Territory. And it's all about the MTA Arts and Design Collection. And every one of our projects is in this book, illustrated beautifully. There are over 300 illustrations and just a beautiful collection that you can see the entire collection in one place. But let's say you want to see it and you're on the move, you can get the app. You can download it. You download it at Meridian on iTunes, and you can then have the entire collection in your pocket and carry it with you. And all our stations that are now wired, of course, then you can have it right there and look at the work and look up the work while you're touring it.
I'll tell you, it's come a long way since I used to see Tacky 183 all the way in Washington Heights in the day.
Let's not go there.
Okay.
Let's talk about this great work.
You know what? Even though you have a southern twang, real New Yorkers will know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about. But is the southern accent still there? Is it really still there?
Just a little twang.
Oh, hardly noticeable.
Now, you can also, of course, we have the website, MTA.com. info/art, and that's also a great place. We're on social media. Follow us on Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook. We're out there because our desire is to share this work with our writers who go through these stations every day. We want them to know this work's created for them.
You know, one thing that caught my eye, Sandra, and I'm just curious about, sometimes part of the artwork are actual, the fare vending machines, the design of subway cars, and the gates? Is that true?
You pay attention, my goodness. Yes, you know, that's the design part. That's sort of our name changes to really express what we do. While we are, you know, are administering these arts programs, we also play a role in design, in the capital design issues, whether it's the trains, vending machines, help points. All of these things are important. It's important that take the vending machine. People took to the vending machine because it was user-friendly, and user-friendly is part of being of good design.
Actually, because the token booth clerk would say, you have to use the machine.
A little bit of that, too. But you have to admit, all those nice colors and the sculptural look of them really sort of caught people's attention.
And I like the big squares. I don't need to wear my glasses to use it.
Yes. And you may not have, you know, a lot of good design, you don't really know why you like it, but, you know, it's color-coded. The screens are coded to the area where you do that function. And the designer, Antenna Design is the name of the firm, did an amazing job to do these things that really made it user-friendly without you really being aware exactly why it was.
Okay.
For example, when you get your money, it's green. And that's take a look next time.
Well, that's one color everybody understands in New York City.
Yes. One that's important to us, too.
Listen, one last time, what is the app called again?
The app is, you download it at Meridian. You look up Meridian, and you download it there. Can I tell you one quick thing? We have a very special event this week at the Fulton Center. We have the Poet is In from 11 o'clock till 6 o'clock, and it's part of the National Poetry Month. MTA Arts and Design, with our partner, Poetry Society of America, who we partnered together for Poetry in Motion. And on the 23rd, all day long, we're going to be having poetry and music. And if you come there, we'll have award-winning poets that will write you a poem personally. You'll sit and talk, and the poet will write you a poem just for you. This was the brainchild of the poet laureate of New York, Marie Howe.
That's
and she'll be there, and many other poems with Alice Quinn from the Poetry Society of America.
Which days?
That's the 23rd, this Thursday, from 11 to 6 at Fulton Center.
And how do you get to Fulton Center?
You there are a number of ways, but take the 4 or 5 to Fulton Center. You can also take the A, and of course, you can, if you're close by, you can walk over.
There you go.
But now, I'm not going to say take a taxi, but I hear that's an option, too.
Sandra Bloodworth, I want to thank you for coming on the Taxi Dave Show, the director of the MTA's Arts and Design.
All right.
Everything you wanted to know about artwork in the subway system, you know, we hear about different things and, you know, people have complaints, they like it, and millions of people depend on it. But this is something you really don't hear about. You notice the artwork and you wonder, gee, where did this come from? What about it? So I want to thank you, and hopefully you'll come back on our show again.
Anytime, and thank you, Dave. Thanks for paying so much attention to the work we do to bring this art to our writers.
Okay, Sandra, you're welcome. You're listening to the Taxi Dave Show. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Our phone number is 800-321-0710, 800-321-0710, and our email address is taxihale@aol.com. Don't wait till 8:55 to send your emails, folks, and to call. What can I tell you? And as a matter of fact, we have callers already. Let's take our first caller, Charbel. You're on the Taxi Dave Show.
Good evening, gentlemen. I do have. I did hear on the radio this week on 880 a message from, correct me if I'm wrong, from the assembly people or the councilmen of New York. They were saying about Uber, it did hurt the economy of New York City. Uber, it did hurt the Taxi and Limousine Commission. They cannot sell medallions because nobody is buying medallions, or there is no transfer, buying or selling insurance. City is not making money. So it took them a long time to wake up. Why they didn't do that during the Bloomberg administration and stop Bloomberg from creating Uber and Lyft?
Yeah, it's funny you say that. We just got an email from Vito. Technology was a scheme so Bloomberg could steal our businesses. Okay, thank you for that email, Vito. You didn't waste any time. And I guess you feel the same way, Mr. Charbel.
Yes,
so,
sir.
I don't have an answer for you, but I didn't read that, but I want to thank you for listening and for calling. You're a dedicated listener. I will tell you this, though. In New Jersey, and I'm just going to tell you about this, ride-hailing companies like Uber and Lyft, they're saying that they're going to be put out of business because lawmakers want to promote a bill that promotes public safety. And the legislation they're calling for is for the vehicles to display a motor vehicle commission marker when the drivers are searching for fares. They want background checks on the drivers, as well as safety inspections for the vehicles. And, you know, proponents want criminal background checks through the state police, the New Jersey State Police. They also say the bill would level the playing field between riding hailing firms, which frequently charge lower rates and taxis, which are already heavily regulated. The Communications Workers of America President Lionel Leach had said that he pointed to a recent news report that alleged that a rider nearly became a robbery victim of a driver. And the company say they're dedicated to safety. Uber announced plans last month to establish a safety advisory board to review the firm's practices. You know, I dabble in advocacy in the taxi industry. And whenever somebody tells me they want to set up an advisory board, it always sounds so good and so official. So you really can't be against it. How long does it take to get results? That's what I want to know. Now, right now in New Jersey, when ride-booking drivers are looking for fares, they're not required to be covered by commercial insurance, and supposedly the New Jersey bill would require such coverage. So, Leach and Democratic Assemblyman Joel Lagana predicted the bill would be on Governor Christie's desk by the summer. After all, we're legislators, Lagana said, and we're going to do what's in the public interest. What do you think about that, Frank, in your state?
I think they need to create another board to find out what the first board's doing. No, I think it's, listen, the state is, you know, the state's been saying this for a period of time. I'm glad to see that it's gaining some traction. The insurance issue is a major concern. You know, you're a passenger, car gets into an accident, whose coverage is applied, you're getting all now the danger signals. I mean, you have to realize if we're reading about one or two incidents, you have to figure that there's probably hundreds. And it does come down to a safety issue, and I'm glad to see everybody starting to pay attention. Safety first, level the playing field. It'll be a happy day once again.
I want to thank everybody for calling. Our phone number is 800-321-0710. Let's take Michael. You're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Good evening, Taxi Dave.
Good evening.
I recently found out there are in Manhattan some of those car companies are serving the public for $5 from 110th Street anywhere in Manhattan. The customer only pay $5. There's another company that they charge $10 that will take you anywhere from 96th Street all the way to Battery Park. Uber just announced they're going to charge from Manhattan to Newark $45. Now, what all these companies have in common, they are all working in the taxi area. That's from 110 or 96 to Battery Park. I don't see these companies going, taking people from East New York and Brooklyn, anywhere across town in Brooklyn, for $5, all in the Bronx. Which means all these companies are really going after the yellow cab to drive them out of business. Now, my question is, where is the commissioner of the TLC and Mayor de Blasio, who's projecting himself as the leader of the poor person, the poor people and the savior and the small business?
Where was de Blasio this week? Was it Iowa? No. I'm getting mixed up or crazy.
He's in Nebraska. He was in Nebraska.
Nebraska. There we go. That's right. Yeah. Land of, you know, how ironic is that? Land of horses, right?
Yes.
And cows. So. And corn huskers.
So,
the Taxi and Limousine Commission, the city of New York, are dedicated to the yellow taxi industry. I believe everything's come on very fast and very furious. Look what's happening in New Jersey, our neighbors across the river. Oh, by the way, the river, the Hudson River was so beautiful. I had lunch on the Hudson River yesterday with my uncle and aunt and my mother. It was great. Anyway, but, you know, there are 10 states that have implemented new legislation for ride-sharing companies. This week, the L train, I think right now, is not working. So Uber said they're going to charge $5. But what they're not telling you is, you know, it's a pooling, kind of like a shuttle, kind of like the dollar vans, only instead of a dollar van, it's a $5 charge, and you sit with three or four other people, and they'll go stop to stop, I guess, or something like that. You know, my concern is, what about the Uber drivers? You know, they're undercutting things. You know, all these numbers. Look how many drivers we have. Look how many fares we have. The bottom line is, what are they really making? You know, actually, somebody had sent a letter in, and I hope he calls in, because he said he would call in. He had sent me an email. I guess it's not a letter. It's an email talking about incentives for signing up new Uber drivers. So we'll get into that in a little while, too. You know, you don't judge a book by its cover. And speaking of that, you look at the Taxi Insider newspaper this month, you know, the cover is about Earth Day, but there are a lot of great articles inside it. So don't judge a newspaper by its cover either. Mike, thanks for listening to the Taxi Dave Show. When we come back, we will take some more of your calls on numbers 800-321-0710. I'm here with Frank Venezia. We are brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here at the beautiful Melrose Studios in Briarwood, New York. Stay tuned for more Taxi Dave.
Maybe that's cause it's midnight and the dark of the moon besides. Maybe the dark is from your eyes. Maybe the dark is from your eyes. Maybe the dark is from your eyes. You know you got such dark eyes.
Seriously, why would you get a mortgage from a bank? Smart New Yorkers know that a credit union mortgage is better. We're Melrose Credit Union, and we want you to compare our mortgage to a bank mortgage. It's a financial eye-opener banks do not want you to see. Join Melrose Credit Union today. Find out why a credit union mortgage is better. Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Deposit accounts federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA. Affirmative Action Employer, Equal Housing Lender.
Attention Uber drivers. Have you made the money promised to you by Uber? Are you concerned about declining income as Uber keeps adding thousands of drivers to increase its profits at your expense? There is an alternative. Yellow taxi drivers can earn as much as $6,000 a month after expenses. Come back to the yellow taxi industry and get the income, dignity, and respect you deserve. Certain vehicle owners can take advantage of the Taxi and Limousine Commission's new pilot program and convert their licensed black car to a licensed yellow taxi. So stop paying Uber your hard-earned money and act today. To find out if you qualify, call 718-707-3611 or visit committeeforTaxiSafety.com. That's 718-707-3611 or committeeforTaxiSafety.com.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Went out last night, it didn't stay late. Four at home had a nice clean day. Everybody's trying to be my favorite. Everybody's trying to be my favorite.
Taxi Dave is back. We're here with Frank Venezia. This is WOR 710, the place to be Sunday nights. It's baseball season. We've had a couple of beautiful days. Tomorrow we are going to get a soaker, folks. Bring the umbrellas, wear your raincoats, and drive slowly and drive safely. We have a full day of rain tomorrow. This email, it looks like Florida because there are palm trees. Listening to your show, people are hammered and coming out of this club across the street from me. Well, I want to thank you. I don't know where that is, but thank you for that email. Gosh, you get emails from all over the place here. I'll tell you what. Let's take George. You're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
All right, great show. And you know, when they start naming boats and buildings after them, that's actually a replica of a third world country. That's what third world dictators do. They start naming like the zoo after themselves. Whatever happens.
Oh, you're talking about the Molinari Staten Island Ferry?
Right, the Staten Island Ferry. They love naming things after themselves. But I like to let people know that's what third world dictators love to do. And whatever happened to the real Americana, the real America that we once knew. And you're talking about baseball season. Hey, we're in the heart of hockey season right now with Rangers, Islanders in the playoffs.
Listen, I watched the Rangers game. Take it easy.
Well, you know, I've always given these guys advice. They usually listen. I said, listen, the Rangers cannot let the Penguins turn the front of the Ranger net into the ballroom scene from Star Wars. I mean, they're overly aggressive. If you watch the replay of that game, watch the Penguin players every time when they score a goal. They're deeper in the Rangers zone than the Rangers defensemen are. They're playing overly aggressive, and obviously the Ranger equipment manager has to eventually, hopefully, unpack the power play.
It's too warm for Penguins to live here anyway. What do you got for us, George?
With the cabbies and stuff and everything with the roads. Well, first of all, I have to let people know who new to New York City. 60 years ago, we had better transportation, better roads and stuff in the city. We actually had a West Side Highway. We had the 2nd Avenue, 3rd Avenue, 6th Avenue L. I mean, it was more roads and means of transportation than we have now. It's congested, totally congested. It's nonsense. I'm proposing, you ready for this? I know you're going to go crazy when I say it. Make the subway free. Get all the cheapskates off the road. The cabbies will be fine because we're going to pay more anyway because this is the welfare state. New York is the welfare state. Anyone thinks we're going to get cheaper, lower taxes? I mean, I can run for president or governor and say, oh, we're going to get rid of the tax. It's nonsense. This is the welfare state, New York. Remember Archie Bunker sung the song? Didn't need no welfare state.
You know, I think with your announcement, three members of the MTA board just had heart attacks.
Right, but I think that would be the way to do it. We have a tremendous, we have an underground city. We have two cities here. We have an underground city, which is a subway system people don't realize. And when they finish the 7 train, the extension that's going to go to the west side, it's going to go down 34th Street and down 10th Avenue, going to go past the Javits Center. Hey, folks, one end of the 7 train is going to be the Flintstones, and the other end is going to be the Jetsons. That's the difference between...
Hey, George, I don't disagree with you. I have said on this show many times that I think mass transportation should be free. Oh, professionals disagree with me. Of course they do, or they'd be out of a job. Where's the money coming from? They get hundreds of millions of dollars in grants. Hundreds of millions. You want people to take mass transportation? Don't charge them. Okay, where I live, $450 a month to go from here into Penn Station? Are you crazy? $450 a month? So then you decide to drive. Oh, gasoline prices are coming down. $15 at the George Washington Bridge? For what? For a bridge that was paid off in the 1940s? Is that right?
Obviously. It's not right. Of course it's not right. It's draining. It's breaking the back of the hardworking American people, especially workers in New York who have to come to work. But the bottom line is...
And then if I take the train into Penn Station, I still have to take the subway and pay for it.
Of course.
You want me to tell you how I really feel, George?
I know.
Frank,
you...
help me, Frank.
I know how you feel. And you know what? The ferry, the Staten Island ferry is free. Listen, they can make the subway system free. They just want to have control over pay and stuff. It's nonsense. That's the only way to do it to really save this great city. They unclog the arteries that are clogged up in the roads, the highways and the byways, and it'll get the cheapskates, the bottom line, off the road and the highway. We have an under, folks, you have to realize, we have an underground city. People don't realize how great this city. This should be the greatest city in the world. We have the greatest construction workers who can build anything. We have the greatest minds in engineering who can build anything. This city can be built. And obviously, are you a big union guy? No.
Yes, I am.
Good, because that's what it is. We can't break the back of those union guys, especially the construction guys. I know a lot of them out on the island volunteering, helping people rebuild their homes. But they were losing their own homes, and they were helping people. And people turn on them. They don't understand what's going on. They think union. These guys are hurting, too, just like everyone else. We think they're immune from it. This is nonsense what goes on. We criticize the wrong people in this country, and that's unfortunate what's going on here. You guys will make money. We'll all make money. This is the greatest city in the world.
Amen, brother. George, thank you for listening to the Taxi Dave Show and for calling in. Certainly liked your call. What do you think, Frank?
Wow. That was, he may be running for office. That may have been Clem's cousin.
We have an email from Steve. I often see cab drivers with the mobile phone talking while driving a cab. For some cabbies, even the hefty fines and 5 points are not enough to stop them from using their cell phones while driving. That comes from Steve, who happens to be a yellow cab driver. And here's an email from San Francisco. Uber Pool rolled out here in San Francisco in March. Uber makes up the difference for the drivers. Lyft is doing a similar program using existing bus stops as pickup points. Unfair business practices are running rampant, and cabs can't compete with these programs. Hopefully we can encourage our regulators to step up enforcement. And thank you from – I thank you. From San Francisco, thanks for listening to the Taxi Dave Show in New York City. Okay, let's get back to the phones. Let's take Mike at JFK. How you doing, Mikey?
Yes, Dave, I was going to say I'm having an epiphany here. I found a space in a taxi stand on 9th Street and 6th Avenue, so I'm going to repent as we speak.
What happened? Another building collapse?
Not yet. No, actually, you know, all that stuff is gone. I don't know. You know, it's like all of a sudden the progress marches on. All the stuff on that collapse on 7th Avenue, on 7th Street and 2nd Avenue is gone. So, and they have everybody taking selfies down there now, too.
You were telling me about a bonus program that Uber has that you found out about?
Well, this is the kind of thing that makes me crazy. I went back to my friendly neighborhood gas station, and the guy's knocking on the window, wants to get in. You see what I'm doing for you, Dave? I'm sacrificing my work just for you. Listen,
hope you have your off-duty on, because it might be an inspector.
No, no, I'm off-duty, and I'm in a taxi stand. I mean, I'm, like, totally legal right now. So, what do you call it? Yeah, but the thing here somebody told me with the Uber guys is that there's a guy, if you ask an Uber guy, how are you making money now? He's like, oh, yeah. You want to join? Right away they say you want to join. And I said, what is this all this want to join something? He goes, oh, if the guy gets a new driver, he gets $250. And if the driver eventually gets a car, I think that initial driver gets another $500. So as far as getting the straight poop from an Uber driver, the reality might be they're not making any money, but he's looking at the quick hit to get you for like $250 or $750 in his pocket. So he's going to tell you it's the greatest thing since free whatever, just to get you signed up and on the road and enslaved to make 35% of the gross.
So it's kind of a, you're saying that you heard there was a bounty.
Well, I heard from a couple of guys. There was a guy who was notorious for hanging out in the gas station on the west side. And he's like, oh, I make $1,000 a day with Uber. I was like, listen, for you to make $1,000 a day with Uber, first of all, I think we'd have like the Yankees would be driving Uber cars if that was the case. You know, they wouldn't be playing center field. But he was saying, oh, you know, if we get a new driver, that we get a $250 bonus, and if that driver then buys a new car from somebody, I don't know about that part, but they do get a little hit off for bringing new drivers in. But the point is, If you're going to ask an Uber driver about the straight poop, about if he's making money, I've rarely heard a guy tell me the straight story without a quick follow-up about, do you want to join? So that's my little investigative stuff there.
Very interesting. Hey, you're the best, Mike. Thanks a lot for sharing that with our audience. Go back to work and make some money. Yeah, real quick, what's up?
NYCTaxiNews.com, NYCTaxiNews.com. Also, a shout-out to the Port Authority for cleaning up a little bit Terminal 4 at JFK. And a fare increase hearing this Thursday. Thanks, guys. See you later.
That's right. This Thursday at 9 a.m. It's actually going to be 10 a.m., but you should get there at 9 a.m. at 33 Beaver Street on the 19th floor. There is a meeting of the New York City Taxi and Limousine Commission. There will be discussion about a rate of fare increase. At least that's what I believe there will be. Nothing has been posted anywhere. Let's take Gloria. You're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Fantastic.
I need to find out some information in regards to my son just wants to drive a cab. So what are his qualifications? He just needs to buy a car.
Does he have a clean driver's license?
Yeah, he has a clean driver's license.
Good. He's going to, there are applications online at the New York City Taxi and Limousine Commission website.
No, he wants to start his own business, like Uber.
Oh, he does?
He just wants to drive, like a free driver and pick up people.
Oh, that's great. I'll tell you what. Listen to the Uber radio show. It's on right after this. Hey, Frank, you know which station that show is on?
That slow pitch is too much for me to handle. I can't respond. Noah would faint if I give the letters out.
Well, you know what? Why don't you call Uber, and I'm sure they'll be able to help your son. Or go to the gas station where Mike goes, so at least somebody can make some money while he's doing that. And we just got, the gentleman from Florida. The club is in downtown Naples, the Naples Beach and Golf Club. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. If anyone's listening in Florida, drunk people are coming out of the club, and I hope they're not getting into cars. They're taking they're taking cabs. Look at that. The cabs are right there. Naples Taxi. I even got pictures, Frank.
Wow.
We're getting pictures from Florida. Isn't that nice? On our radio show in New York City. and Mike did say nyctaxinews.com. That's an independent website by a taxi driver, believe it or not. He put that thing together. Let me just see here. We got that. I'll save the emails because I think we have some callers, and I don't want to keep them waiting. Barry, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
Great show. This is just a weird question I got to ask you. On Fifth Avenue South, there's an even-numbered address on the left side, which would be the odd side. Do you have any idea why that happens? Up around 822.
What street?
Fifth Avenue.
Yeah, what cross street?
It's about 59th and 60th.
59th,
which doesn't exist.
That's very interesting, because the left side is usually odd numbers, you're saying, right?
Yes, yes.
822.
And an even number building on that side.
Is that where the Pierre Hotel is?
I believe so. It's a couple blocks north of F.A.O. Schwartz.
They're very special at the Pierre Hotel. Maybe they just wanted to be different. Maybe they ran out of numbers. You know what? I'm going to find out. I'm going to speak to the Department of Transportation Commissioner. No, it would have to be the New York City Building Planner. No, I would have to speak to the mayor to find out. So we will find out why 822 Fifth Avenue is on the left side as opposed to it being 821 and a half or something like that, right?
Okay.
All right. When we come back. Go ahead.
Have a good day.
All right. You too, Barry. When we come back, we'll take some more of your calls. 800-321-0710. Call in now. 800-321-0710. Our email address is taxihale@aol.com. And Channing Tatum loses something in a taxi cab. We'll talk a little bit about that when Taxi Dave comes back on WOR Sunday evening. Stay tuned.
seriously, why would you get a mortgage from a bank? Smart New Yorkers know that a credit union mortgage is better. We're Melrose Credit Union, and we want you to compare our mortgage to a bank mortgage. It's a financial eye-opener banks do not want you to see. Join Melrose Credit Union today. Find out why a credit union mortgage is better. Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Deposit accounts federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA. Affirmative Action Employer, Equal Housing Lender.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Shaking all over.
Hey, that doesn't sound like Andrea Bocelli. Taxi Dave is back Sunday night. This is the place to be, WOR 710. I'm here with Frank Finizia. Actually, Channing Tatum. Okay, he was dropped off on 42nd Street at 8:45 Saturday morning. And he left his backpack, okay, in the taxi cab. Now, the TLC wants you to know that every time you take a cab ride, take your receipt, okay? Another passenger may find something you left in the cab, and they may contact you. If you were picked up at a hotel or dropped off at a hotel, the driver will probably go back to the hotel and give it to the doorman or concierge, whatever you know left in the car. But drivers always try to attempt to return the property directly. If you're in a doorman building, they'll leave it with the doorman. The proper thing to do, technically, and I'm going to tell you where there's a little problem here. They say lost luggage ends up at the 17th Precinct on 51st Street between Lexington and 3rd Avenue. Or at the Central Park Precinct, which is at the transverse on 81st Street. But we have gotten reports from a number of drivers, yellow cab drivers, who have parked their cars in front of the precinct. They go in and say, someone left this in my cab. And the desk person says, where are you parked? And the cab driver says, in front. And they're told, you can't park there. You have to find a taxi stand or park in a parking lot. For those of you who don't know, up to an hour in a parking lot in Midtown Manhattan is about $40 if you're lucky. Taxi stands? Ha, ha, ha. You heard Mike. He was lucky to find one stand over on 9th Avenue. There are fewer and fewer stands, and when you do find them, there are other vehicles sitting and waiting for fares in there. The yellow cabs can't even park in their own stands. So, where's the incentive for a driver to bring back lost property to the proper precinct if the precinct is giving them a hard time parking in front? That's what they ask them? Where are you parked? They should make a stand for taxis. Taxis returning lost property, park here. That's what they should do. And for you real New Yorkers, hey, you know, you got the time, you got the location, you got everything. With GPS, they can zero in on the cab. Hopefully, the driver found it. If not, it's the next passenger. If it was valuable and the next passenger got it, well, good luck. What could I tell you? You ever left anything in a cab, Frank?
No, I pay quite a bit of attention when I'm leaving a cab. I always check, make sure I have my phone and, you know, and whatever bags I bring with me. So knock on wood, I don't want it to be the kiss of death, but knock on wood, I've never had the misfortune of leaving something behind.
You know, I think every driver has returned things to buildings, to doormen, to hotels. You know, you hear it all the time. It happens every day. You know, and that was before the cell phone world. Here's an email from Sujan. Does the TLC really have the resources to regulate the $41 billion company, Uber? Well, I'll tell you, Sujan, that's probably when you drank the Kool-Aid. That's not what the company is worth. I mean, who knows what it's worth? That's what they, when they put out an IPO, you know, that's a big number. I think the, when they put out an IPO, only Google was bigger. You know, it's all this hype. All hype. And that's internationally Uber, I guess. Or maybe it's just American Uber. I don't know. I really don't know. Let's just say it's America. It's not just New York City. So the TLC doesn't regulate anything except New York City and everything that affects New York City in transportation. They don't regulate the part of the $41 billion that's in San Francisco, where we got the email from, or down in Florida, where we got the pictures and email from, or down in North Carolina. The TLC regulates New York City. So in answer to your question, they're catching up, and I would imagine in a short time they will be all caught up, because they're probably not going to have a choice. Let's face it, when you have more registered vehicles to Uber, as I read in the newspapers, then you do the number of yellow cabs, and the regulations for yellow cabs are like 1,000 times more than those Uber cars, yeah, you've got to regulate them. So something's going to happen, Sujan. I want to thank you for sending your email to the Taxi Dave Show. I do appreciate it. Charles, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Yeah, your caller just said that Uber was cutting prices, you know, flat rate all over. That's illegal. Your Melrose credit ought to sue the taxi and the mayor on that one. Also, antitrust, you know, cutting below cost.
I want to thank you for clearing that up. And here's someone that sent an email to clear up the mystery of 822 Fifth Avenue. Thanks for calling the Taxi Dave Show. Larry, I want to thank you. The gentleman said, why is 822 on the left side of Fifth Avenue? Well, here's the answer from Larry. Whenever there is a park or obstruction, even or odd numbers go to the non-park side. That's the answer. What can I tell you? And we have another email here. The Avenue and Central Park West have the privilege of choosing any number they want because there are no buildings on the other sides. That's from Mike. Mike, thank you very much. So there you go. There's a park. There's an obstruction. You have the privilege of choosing any number you want. So I guess the landlord liked even numbers. So there you go, Barry. We had two responses to your question on the air. So this week, the New York City Council, for those of you interested in how New York City spends money, I'll get into the transportation part of it, but the council wants to establish a program to pay for the bail of defendants with low-level misdemeanors that are set at $2,000 or less. And they want to set up a fund, a bail fund, with $1.4 million in it. That's interesting. I don't think you hear that anywhere. The city council also wants to hire 1,000 additional uniformed police officers, okay, for policing across the city. And they believe that that'll decrease the reliance on overtime expenses. And believe me, with all the demonstrations in New York City and all the dignitaries that come to New York City, everyone is on overtime of the NYPD, so maybe this is the way to go. It's interesting. Also, the council renewed its call on the administration to double the mayor's Office of Veterans Affairs budget of $600,000. Actually, they just threw out everyone on the board and put in other people that he wanted, and but at least they're going to give him some money now, which is a good thing. And the council called on the administration to increase funding for street resurfacing, including the cobblestone street. Someone mentioned the old West Side Highway in the past. That was George. That was an elevated highway, all cobblestone. Classic. I mean, you rode on it 10 times. You needed a front-end job, but it was classic. So they're going to, let's see, increase it by $103 million for a total of $310 million in fiscal 2016 for resurfacing roads. And after this winter, with the potholes we had, you know, the potholes, DOT actually did a great job, and they're still doing a great job, but resurfacing is the way to go. Hence the Grand Central Parkway Oh, man, it's a beautiful, it's a thing of beauty now. Instead of cars stopping in front of me for doing 55 miles an hour, coming to a dead stop because there's potholes, things are back to normal, pretty much. Let's see. Judges, cybersecurity. You know what's interesting? That the State Department of Financial Services, the NYDFS, okay, they released a report this week, and they uncovered something very scary, that nearly one in three banks that were surveyed do not require their third-party vendors to notify them if there's a security cyber breach. You find that interesting, Frank?
Yeah, I do. You would think that would be built in, that if they're going to outsource, that part of their due diligence and their review would be, hey, we would want to get notified.
And, you know, NYDFS, the State Department of Financial Services, they did a survey of 40 banking organizations, including some of the largest banks, about their cybersecurity standards for those firms and what they have in place for the third-party vendors. So beware. I mean, you think I'd be mentioning that if Melrose Credit Union wasn't my sponsor? I don't know. It's in the budget, so it's easy to mention. Listen, I want to thank our guests from the MTA. I want to thank you, Frank, all our callers, all our listeners, everyone sending emails from San Francisco, Florida, all over the place, all you callers. The Taxi Dave Show is here for you every Sunday, and we'll see you next week, brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. I got to go now. Hey, Taxi, take me to that club with a trunk song.
This has been a podcast from WOR.